The Interior Department wants the public to weigh in on its plans for offshore drilling over the next 5 years. The tentative proposal would allow lease sales in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas, as well as Cook Inlet. As APRN's Rachel Waldholtz reports, that has drawn some opposition from environmentalists who see their fight as part of a worldwide effort to halt climate change.
About 70 people and Frostpaw the polar bear gathered in the parking lot of the Embassy Suites Hotel in Midtown Anchorage, holding signs that read, "Keep it in the ground and chill the drills." Inside, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management was holding one of 10 public meetings around the state to get input on potential offshore lease sales. The Bureau's plan covers the years 2017 to 2022 and tentatively includes 3 lease sales in Alaska, in Cook Inlet and in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas. The proposal looks at effects on local communities, infrastructure, subsistence, marine mammals, and the potential for oil spills. The one issue it doesn't address is one the critics are most concerned about. Jennifer Bosick is a marine biologist with the Bureau.
We don't say if this much oil, for example, is taken out of the ground, it will have this effect on climate change.
Eric Graffy, a staff attorney at the environmental group Earth Justice, says that's a major omission. To reach the climate goals agreed to in Paris last year, the world can't burn much of the oil that's already been discovered, Graffy says, let alone any new oil.
If we burn all the oil we know about, the glass is already overflowing, and we're pouring more water into the glass. That doesn't make sense.
There has been no offshore lease sale in Alaska since 2008. Sales planned for the current cycle were canceled after Shell pulled out of the Arctic last September.
Welcome to BOEM's commenting process for the draft programmatic...
Meanwhile, the Bureau's new commenting process led to a somewhat surreal scene Tuesday evening. Instead of accepting verbal comments in a town hall-style event, the agency set up stations in a conference room where members of the public could speak with experts and then record written comments on laptops. Sergio Acuña came to support more offshore drilling. Acuña works in pipeline maintenance. Like many people in the room, he wore a bright orange sweatshirt with the logo for the Laborers International Union of North America, Local 341.
So we, the laborers, we're the ones who care of for the our beloved Trans-Alaska pipeline.
Acuña said he thought the protest was great. But at the end of the day, he said, a lot of jobs depend on how much oil is flowing through that pipeline.
I understand their point of view. My only question for them will be like, what do they do for work? Because if there's no more oil in Alaska, I may have to come up to them and ask them for work.
The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management is accepting public comment through May 2nd. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.